Exclusive: Soros-linked Abolish ICE groups behind Democrat agenda to stop tracking illegal aliens in U.S. by John Binder on February 23, 2022. House Democrats are working with a number of open borders groups, many financially linked to billionaire George Soros, in an effort to eliminate all monitoring and tracking of illegal aliens in the United States, Breitbart News has exclusively learned. In a letter drafted by Reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, Chuy Garcia, DEL, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA, the House Democrats go after the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency's Intensive Supervision Appearance Program, ISAP, that monitors and tracks nearly 151,000 border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. interior while awaiting their immigration court hearings. Tlaib, Garcia, and Pressley call the program onerous surveillance, according to the draft letter obtained and reviewed by Breitbart News, because it requires border crossers and illegal aliens to wear ankle monitors and comply with mobile application monitoring. Biden, the Democrats write, ought to order a de-escalation review of ICE with the goal of eliminating tracking and monitoring for thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens currently enrolled in the program. A source close to Breitbart News said a variety of open borders groups, some with financial ties to Soros, are behind the letter, working with Democrats in closed-door meetings to draft their mass migration priorities. A number of the groups have championed the Abolish ICE movement that peaked with the election of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, in 2018. One such group, Just Futures Law, is deeply embedded in the Abolish ICE movement and has partnered with Soros's Open Society Foundation. And so, at Just Futures Law, we work to defend and build the power of immigrants' rights and racial justice organizers and community groups who are working to disrupt and dismantle our deportation and mass incarceration systems, one of the group's executives has said. Congress could simply stop funding ICE. Or they could pass affirmative legislation to abolish the agency. I think, ideally, that would be part of something much broader, like the BREATHE Act, which proposes the elimination of ICE, but also ends the requirement of mandatory detention, ends local involvement in immigration enforcement and the laws of prosecuting border entry. Because even if we abolish ICE, as long as we have those laws on the books, they're there. Emphasis added. Likewise, the United We Dream organization has significant financial ties to Soros and is among the groups working behind closed doors with Democrats. The group's activists are readily deployed amid amnesty talks in Congress to protest outside the U.S. Capitol and are a vital component of the Abolish ICE movement. The group's Community Justice Exchange and Mi Gente are behind the effort as well. Mi Gente has been a longtime advocate of defunding the nation's police departments while also being involved in the Abolish ICE movement alongside Community Justice Exchange. Mi Gente is specifically credited with helping popularize the term Abolish ICE. One of its executives, in July 2020, suggested that the federal government abolish both ICE and the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Has dumping, dropping, flushing all this money down the toilet into these agencies made us any safer? Has it done any real good? Would we rather spend that money somewhere else? I think that's a really critical conversation to have, they said at the time. Meanwhile, Community Justice Exchange focuses on a handful of pillars including fighting to end the deportation and detention system, which activists say includes ending the collaboration of the criminal legal and immigration detention systems, ending the surveillance of immigrant communities, and supporting the right to migrate. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.